the wake up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
It's just about that time for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. So far, it has been one day in our fair city since a bridge fell down. So good job, Arizona.
Is that our OSHA?
Yeah, that's our thing. We got our sign up. It was so many. That sign had so many, like, thousands and thousands of days since our last bridge
collapse.
Actually,
no. It was 2 weeks because there was another derail. 3 weeks. There was another derailment.
But
on
the
there.
Bridge did not collapse.
Bridge collapse.
Yes.
Okay.
It had been only 10 days since
you're
our last derailment.
You're right.
That is a weird thing nobody's talked about, really, is that that train in that exact same spot had a derailment about a month ago.
And oh, how really? Many times yeah. have you seen that the truck that has the rail? Things that'll lower down.
Oh yeah,
so
like
can
the
along.
The F-150.
Yeah, and that's all they're doing is checking the tracks and yeah. the rails and just.
I've never seen that before. I've only seen it on TV. You've actually seen a truck with the rails
oh, yeah.
driving around.
I've yeah,
never
rolling
seen
down.
No kidding.
Yeah, rolling down
cool.
the track.
I always wanted one of those. Do they have a steering wheel?
Yeah, it's
well, yeah,
a
because
rail.
When you, yeah, when you raise the rails, the train rails, you got to drive on the roads.
You can't drive around on the roads. It's got train tires.
You raise
got,
the train
it's got
tires.
Wheels too. Yeah.
Oh, it does?
Yeah,
it's cool.
What
it lowers
a contraption.
Down the rails.
What do these things run, Brett? You know cars.
Yeah, I'm out on that one.
Brett Festley is in the chair today.
He won't leave. I'm scared to drive by the eternal flames
it's
of hell
true.
Over
That's
there.
That's right. And a reminder yesterday, Brett left just before the train derailed, and I can't tell you how close he was to possibly dying in that incident that was described on the news like this. That's right. Now, my ex-wife was in 9/11, and she couldn't describe anything anywhere near as bad as what happened yesterday in Tempe's harmless train accident, where even the stuff that was toxic was
well, we
taken
lost
care
some merch.
Of. Yeah, we lost some lumber, and there's going to be some highly toxic stuff that was being delivered somewhere that isn't going to get there right now, but my God. And everybody's emailing me about gay blood.
What?
Yeah. It like everybody who's given blood recently said that thing I was talking about with the gay thing. It says, a doctor emailed me. I won't give names, but it says, it's not anti-gay, it's anti-AIDS. I'm like, oh. It says, butt sex spreads gay cancer more than straight sex. But I don't think they call it that anymore. As a doctor, you should look into that. I can't explain more, but it gets really gross.
Might need more of a technical.
But that's my question. Doesn't it then apply also to women who enjoy it that way?
It should.
I don't get it. Poop is poop, isn't it? Are woman's poop cleaner? I've seen ladies' rooms. I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
They can produce a witch's brew.
That dude that emailed us a couple weeks ago that said he's dating that Mexican girl who comes from not a lot, and she doesn't flush the toilet. She wipes and throws it away in the trash because, and evidently that's a cultural thing in a lot of poorer Mexican areas that because their plumbing's not so great, they're told to throw their poop tickets in the trash.
Oh.
And I venture to guess you would look in there and go, oh, who's doing this? You wouldn't go, oh, that's clearly a woman's flowery scent.
See? Look at that.
Oh, they do have tires. How about that?
Yep. See the front rails there?
I've never seen that.
Time to trade the Jeep in.
Yeah, I want one of those. Yeah. Imagine four-wheeling there and then taking the train home.
Oh, it's great.
When traffic's bad, you just load up on the tracks and go? I'm sure you got to get permission at some point, but.
Nah.
Ah, how many trains are there?
You got sensors?
Plus, you see a train coming.
Yeah, what are
you on? You four-wheel off.
Yeah, you've got to raise them up real quick.
Yeah, there's a button. What are you going to take it to the last? What are you, stand by me? And just you see it coming off and then you go, I got to get off the tracks.
It's like the old days. You got to stop. You got to get out. You got to unlock the hubs and everything.
Still, I can see a train from way far off. I think I can get that done. And trains have the right of way.
I've learned. There are,
Maricopa moves pretty good.
Yeah. Right. There are curves on railroad tracks as well.
Right.
Like blind curves.
Sure. And you just shoot off. And you got wheels, man. What aren't you getting about this? This
man,
is an awesome car.
Seems a lot more simple than I think.
I have built the most awesome car ever. Beep. Your tires, and then you're off in the desert screwing around waiting for the train to go by.
I need some confirmation on how easy this is.
I assume it's easy. Why isn't it? Everything else should be. Anyway, it's time for the Brady Report. Brett, you stay for that, too.
All right.
You just hang around. I like that.
Now you're ordering?
Yeah.
I like you, man.
Yeah, I like you. I'm going through a lot of like stuff, and I like Brett's energy.
You're a good guy.
He's a good man. The Brady Report is brought to you by our friends over at Hooters. And, of course, when Chase wins, you win. Free fried pickles for a top 10 finish and a win gets you 10 free boneless wings with the purchase of 10 wings. I wonder if that's because winning is a top 10 finish, so you get the pickles and the wings?
Somebody did explain that, yes. I
you get it all, right?
Yes.
You get 10 free boneless wings with the purchase of any 10 wings. A day after Chase Elliott wins, only at Hooters, and I think they're racing this weekend, so you can check that out. Thank you, Hooters. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've got a busy day. Happy National Cheesecake Day and National Chili Dog Day.
Horrible combination. God,
that's instant death right there.
Brady, how can you giggle after that?
I knew the reaction.
You just described the blue waffle in great detail, and then you laughed. Has that ever been something? That's a dare. That's not a meal. Chili dogs and cheesecake?
Oh, it gets better.
Which one do you go with? Which kind of cheesecake?
Oh, I don't.
Straight New York or what?
Straight New York. I can't have any fruit floating on my cheesecake.
None? Zero?
No, I don't like
it. What about a key lime cheesecake?
I like key lime, but I don't want any fruit on it.
Heath bar cheesecake?
Oh, like that kind of thing. Like inside. Yeah. I thought you meant what's drizzled over it. No, New York, but I like, Heath is good and key lime's to me. Houston says the best
ranch,
key lime pie in town.
Ranch.
Yeah, ranch dressing on your cheesecake. That's an American tradition now.
Oh,
I've seen America. There's ranch in there.
You've got some ranch drinkers that listen to you, Brett.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Brett's got a guy, I guarantee you, that's doing data entry at something all night long that occasionally tips back the bottle of Hidden Valley, guzzles his ranch to keep himself moving. Ugh.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts. The opposite side of the world from where you are is called an antipode.
Okay.
For the most of the continental U.S., it's somewhere in the Indian Ocean between southern Africa and Australia.
Straight down through it.
Yep.
Wow. It seems like we'd be further up. I don't know why, but...
Well, on the angle of the Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You cut it in half.
Yep. Yeah.
So we're all mostly ocean then, if on the other side?
Well, yeah, our planet is mostly ocean. You should take a look at a picture of it. It's beautiful.
Not according to the map I have.
You have a mostly subterranean.
Mostly land map.
Like dirt and it's all land.
It's all topography.
The parts that aren't land are water.
Oh.
That's something you didn't know.
Oh, okay.
The more you know.
The DC and DC Comics originally stood for Detective Comics. So the full name of their company is technically Detective Comics Comics.
By the way, the most interesting email I've gotten about the train so far, Brady, is from Big Pee-Pee, and he just says, Tempe and trains can suck a fat.
he must not have been able to get through.
So combo those two things he never wants to see together again, that city and a train.
How do you get so pissed at a train?
It's road rage. It's train rage.
Well, what if you had something had to drop off or a meeting to make?
Yeah, if you had to go to Tempe yesterday. Yeah.
You're not giving a little leeway on that one?
Yeah, if your boss is still like, I don't care about that horrible hellfire.
Leave earlier.
You get here at 9:30 or else.
I don't believe in hellfire.
I'm that kind of boss.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, buddy?
Keep that in mind, Brett.
Oh, man. Der Fuhrer. People call me Der Fuhrer. I love that.
Prodigy song, Smack My Bitch Up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Only has 6 different words in it, and it has 9 songwriters credited.
Huh.
How the hell do you do that?
Well, there's music. It's not just lyrics.
But 9 people, that's a pretty simple song, too.
Well, somebody had to do the...
Yeah, somebody came up with one part. Yeah. That's one dude.
Ugh. It's got a lot in it. What are the other words than Smack My Bitch Up?
That's it. I'm pretty sure.
Smack My Bitch Up is 4. He said there's 6 words.
Change my pitch up.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Change my pitch. So my and up are the same.
Yeah.
So change pitch. Wow. I got in trouble in 2000 because I played that song for Jason Kidd.
Oh, that's right.
And they got really mad at me.
Hey, at the time,
yeah,
it was appropriate.
This is on the heels of National Chili Dog Day. A website called Vulgar Chef just released a new recipe for hot dog Rice Krispie treats.
He's just being an asshole.
And there's a picture of it. It's a batch of Rice Krispie treats with cut up hot dogs mixed in. There it is.
Terrible.
Glorious.
Are there marshmallows?
With ketchup, mustard,
yeah,
and relish. It's the sweet.
Relish?
It's for the,
I can
a little bedazzling.
I was going to say, bedazzling. I might be as far as to dip my on a dare into mustard, a Rice Krispie treat. I think I could do that. I love mustard.
You can wash it down with the company that came out with mustard beer.
Yeah, I like mustard.
French's Mustard has made a mustard beer.
I have never gotten into relish. That just looks so nasty to me. Relish on a hot dog.
That's going to be fair food. Now deep fry it.
Oh, yeah. Coat it and deep fry it.
Fitz will be doing that at his next... his next.
If it ever opens.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
And we may abuse you and have you eat these things as well.
Oh, man.
As you enter the realm, possibly.
Christ!
You and Jeremy are going to be eating a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah, how bad do you want it,
man?
How bad would you like to be in and amongst the day people?
All right, bring it on. Yeah, I'm in.
Stupid relish Krispies.
Oh, how's that going to work? Because your wife is a night person.
Yeah. It's all good. Don't worry about that.
It's all good.
She's satisfied day and night.
She knows what's good for
her. Let's calm down a little bit. You're already hiring this guy. He hasn't eaten the crispy squares yet.
Oh, yeah. No.
Eat my hot dog and eat my wiener and a Rice Krispie square, and it's yours.
On a T-shirt. Oh,
I got the job during because
this
I
pandemic.
Hate a
there's been plenty of companies that have been doing pretty well, and Whammo is one of the companies. Slip and slides are totally sold out this summer.
Oh,
because most of the public pools and water parks,
I got one for my
down
ass
or limited hours. You can't find them anywhere. The other thing is frisbees. Sales are up 500%.
I got both. I got them for my asshole son's birthday party last year. And he didn't even unbox them. He specifically asked for them and didn't unbox them.
For frisbees still?
A slip and slide and a frisbee and some water balloons. Never
still
did
not,
with
still
them.
In a box?
Yep.
You better put that stuff on eBay.
Yeah, I'll take
what
it.
What are you doing?
What do you want for it?
I don't know.
You know how disappointing a slip and slide is as an adult, too?
It is.
You remember them being miles long.
Do you remember catching the dry spots?
Oh, just ripping your nipples off. Yeah. We had a problem with that.
Yeah.
If you didn't have a hose going the whole time, sprinklers didn't get it done.
Nope.
In Indiana, there were kids with just scabbed up cauliflower nipples.
Yep.
And like, a new slip and slide? Yeah. Or if you put it on a bumpy grass, you just tear your chest
in our neighborhood, they have those 100-footers.
Ugh.
They do birthday parties because the parks are all kind of dropped down. There's a hill.
Just get a tarp and some soap.
Yeah, that works.
That's what they're doing. That's what they do.
Or better yet, if you've ever, Brett, we both grew up here, ice blocking at Kiwanis Park, which is for some reason illegal. You go by an ice block at Circle K, just the small ice block, and you can ride any hill in this city at breakneck speeds.
Yep.
It's very dangerous. But we used to go to Kiwanis all the time. They made it illegal.
But like asphalt hill?
No, just the grassy hills.
On
grass hills. And
hydroplanes.
I mean, we were flying towards the lake.
Because Kiwanis Park, it's
yeah,
really
steep.
Steep,
good hills.
It's
and you just smoke down those things. We had a blast doing that every summer. It's like ice blocking at Kiwanis Park was a thing.
That's illegal now?
Well, the cops told us it was. I don't think there's any laws passed.
They probably want it because of injury.
You're going to hurt yourself.
Wear a helmet.
There was a dangerous activity. And then I tried to impress a girl named Jamie O'Traver. And we were out ice blocking and stuff. And I was trying to show off what a good arm I had when the ice block broke up. And she was like, look at those ducks. They're so cute. There's baby ducks out there.
No,
and I took a chunk and I was like, and I just whipped. And I was just like, she's going to be so impressed by how far I can throw. And I took the head off of a baby duck at about 75 miles an hour with a chunk of ice.
So you got laid out of that one.
Oh,
then.
Yeah. No, she was very impressed with.
Married that girl.
Yeah, when Charles Manson took the head off the duck. He's like, I'm going to get back in my car.
That's interesting. I haven't heard of the summer version of tubing.
It's what
a snow hill.
We were bored to tears. Well, that was Arizona. It was hot. It was like late at night. And there was bunches of people doing it, too. And then the cops would come by. Woo! And it was like we were drinking. We'd all just run. But it was the most fun. And I don't know. There's got to be.
Not sure if it's an Arizona thing, because I never heard about it until I moved out here. But I'm sure there's.
How many runs you get out of a block?
It depends on like how hot it was. But like in this weather,
you get a while.
You get probably 10 or 12 before it starts getting a little bit weird. Hmm. And also you start getting real itchy.
Huh?
I went all day on a 200 pound.
Oh, yeah, that grass.
Yeah.
Brady had. But it was a bear pushing that thing up the hill.
Brady had one of those 1940s guys that used to deliver to your icebox with
the
big clamp.
The claw.
He's the only one he could fit on.
This isn't funny.
So they got him on this gigantic two-man raft.
Somebody want to help me push this thing back up the hill?
Not really. Yeah, you get like 10 or 12 runs out of it before it was. Maybe more, but it'd start melting pretty good.
We got a new dating term called woke fishing. It's where someone pretends to care about social and progressive issues to get dates on dating apps. So it's like being catfished with political beliefs. Woke fishing.
So you go up and go, you know, hashtag BLM and stuff like that. And they'll be like, oh, and then you try to drag
whatever it is.
So you can not only woke fish, you can woke troll.
Of course. That's what it's all about.
Well, that's eventually what it's going to be, is to try to find some find some lady or man who's big into it and then ridicule them.
The cops in Hopkinton, Massachusetts, got a call around 6:30 a.m. on Monday about a couple who was walking their dog naked. to clarify, the couple was naked.
Right.
Technically, the dog's naked, too, but...
It's only naked if you're a pervert, Brady. The only time a dog is naked to you is if you've got a sexual attraction to dogs. Ooh, it's naked.
When the cops tracked down the couple, 32-year-old Mario Kenny and 30-year-old Kevin Pinto, they both took off running. They also started attacking when the cops caught up with them. They both were arrested for indecent exposure, assault and battery on a police officer, disturbing the peace, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest.
Jeez.
So why were they naked? Yeah. The cops said they wouldn't give them a straight answer. Huh. But the cops say their dog, Lucy, is a very good dog.
So they're kind to their animals. They just didn't want to wear clothes that day.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that's going to start happening like that, where good, normal people just start doing weird things and have no reason why. Because we're all being weird right now. It's all so strange. I walked outside the other night, front yard, 9:30, and just peed in the front yard while the dog was going to the bathroom. I was like, I'll just do it. And I'm like, man, I am. No, there was. There's like neighbors' lights are on and everything. I just didn't. I just was like, I'm doing it. And it's something I normally wouldn't have done. But I mean, stresses of the last few days and things. I'm just like, I don't care what anybody thinks right now. And once you do that, you become a crazy person. I don't care. So what?
Was your dog naked, too?
Yeah, my dog was naked.
I was just making sure.
Which is why I was whipping out in the first place. I realized how attracted I was to Dutchie. He's always flashing.
Look at you.
Always flashing her anus around the house.
Shake it.
Come on. How many times do I have to see that anus before something gets done around here?
This is right up Toledo's alley. A guy in North Carolina went on the hunt for the final top prize in a scratch-off lottery game.
All right.
He went to 40 different stores before scratching off the $5 million winner.
Oof.
Kevin Clark.
Hold on. How did he know that it was, that there was
playing one? Playing the odds. He was like, if I go, I'll buy
it. How do you know when there's one left?
Well, the 40 stores, he bought every one of the $20 scratchers that was left.
Right. When there's $5 million prize, if you spend $1 million and hit it, it's a win.
No, I get that.
It didn't say how much he
spent. What I'm asking is, how do you know when there's only one prize left? Can you find that out here on the Arizona?
I guess so.
I think the odds are posted. Yeah.
Are they?
They'll tell you how many big prizes are.
How many's left?
Okay.
Yeah. Because they do prizes up to $2.5 million.
Right.
A lot of the times with a grand prize of 100,000, 10 grand prizes of 100,000. All the rest are like 50s and 100s that just add up.
Well, and then there's one $3.5 million. From the North Carolina Education Lottery Office. They have
there's ways to find. They have to post everything as far as how many tickets are actually out there with the big win.
John, I fertilize my front yard all the time.
Yeah.
Of course, I do have an acre, so that helps. I spread it around a lot.
Yeah, I do too. But, I mean, you know, you still shouldn't have your dick out in the front yard.
So he took the lump sum.
Except for the neighbors.
Brady's still in the lottery. Yeah. That was a confusing moment. Brady said that he took the lump sum, and you said, was that for the neighbors? Huh? Yeah, they got the lump sum all right. Had to get the bag out, too.
Huh?
Yeah, because it was a pair of shorts, so the bag was going to, like, there was elastic around him, so I had to pull everything down all the way and then whip those out over the top. I had to put a buffer up.
So you were teen wolfing
it. And it was basically because I'm like, I just don't care right now. Like, I was, you know. Stress of the last week. And it was like, I'm going to pee here. And that would have happened at a Safeway, I think. The dangerous thing was I wasn't going to go anywhere. Like at that very moment, I'm like, I don't care. I'm just peeing here. Dog can do it.
We'll end it with a quick Brady video. It's this kid solving a Rubik's Cube in record time. He's in the Guinness World Records for solving a Rubik's Cube on a pogo stick.
Oh, whoa. Jesus, all right.
He did it in 16.71 seconds.
I don't even know how to hold on to that. Is he just standing? He's pogoing with his knees yep. tight and doing
and
a Rubik's Cube.
And then he does it hands-free.
How do you even learn you can do this? That's gonna be Brady's house later today when the Oculus gets their same sound. This is the audio of Brady's first VR porn.
Yeah, don't get this kid an Oculus. This sound will be the same.
I gotta tell you,
Mom,
that took longer.
Here's the cube.
That took longer than I thought it was gonna. Is it bad that I'm not impressed?
I don't know. I'd rather see the Teen Wolf video. Yeah, it's, you know, the helicopter is
a little
better.
Can I throw in a Brady-O video here as well?
Yes.
Yes.
Brett, have you ever been to, I think this is in China.
No. Of course he has. So overnight guy travel. Yep.
Yeah. Who has it?
Yep. So watch the sidewalk.
Whoa!
Sinkhole!
Whoa!
Good night, nurse.
Oh, man.
There's 180 pounds of Chinese walking down this sidewalk, and the whole thing goes out from under them.
I think they felt it coming, because you can see her try and scoot a little quicker.
They hear something cracking. Holy cow, they're down in the earth.
That's almost what happened to me yesterday with the train.
Very close.
Yes,
yeah.
It's pretty much me.
Oh my God, here's an eyewitness. Eternal flames from hell. Yeah. It's horrifying. Yeah, the Holocaust, second place. 9/11, nowhere near what that lady saw yesterday when that train slowly fell off of that thing and hurt no one. My friend Brian Rendall has a great point. He said, how come it's always a train derailment? How come they never say in the news, a bridge finally quit today? Because the train didn't really fall off, did it? And also, by the way, Brady, breaking news, Herman Cain, former presidential candidate and dude who started that pizza place. He had COVID. He's dead.
Oh, he died.
He died from the COVID.
Oh, wow.
74 years old. He had a month-long battle with the COVID, Brady. So you beat Herman Cain. How about
sure
that?
Did.
Yeah. What pizza place did he start? I forgot.
Herman Cain started?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Was it Little Caesars?
No.
No. He had a pizza place.
That's Illich's, I think.
Jeez, there's Joe Biden's
that you?
Mad at me, yeah.
Oh.
Forget what he started. He had a pizza place, though.
Chuck E. Cheese.
That's it. I can't remember what it was, but yeah, he's gone. 1 month with the COVID, 74. That's going to happen. That's no good. Love him or hate him, you still hate to see that stuff. It's a reminder once again that, 2020's dumpster fire continues. And it is the hellfire of the dumpster. There goes your Brady report. It's 98 KUPD.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.